Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better listen in public. Might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to unwind. You better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to get your snack. You better hurry right back, though. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Purple Pants Podcast pit stop coverage of Amazing Race, episode 387. Where is my crew? I serve as your humble and oh so gracious host, Bryce Isaiah, and I thank you so much for tuning in to this week's pit stop. If you could be so kind to ensure you are subscribed to the Purple Pants Podcast, we are available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can find podcasts. The Purple Pants Podcast awaits for you to subscribe. And as always, with your pit stop coverage of Amazing Race, you can watch this audio podcast on video. Head over to the Bryce Isaiah YouTube page, click subscribe, give this video a thumbs up, and let us know in the comments what you think. Whew, Purple Pants Posse is a very sad pit stop day. And I'm so happy to have my amazing co-host, the winner of Amazing Race Season 29, Miss Brooke Kamhi, with me to help me process this episode. And because this is such an emotional episode, I had to get one of my good sisters, the out-of-towners, one half of the out-of-towners from Amazing Race Season 35, Miss Andrea Simpson, here with us to help figure out what happened on this episode. We are talking Where is the Crew? We're talking the roadblocks. We're talking the pit stop. We're talking everything episode 8 of The Amazing Race Season 36. So let's get in to this week's pit stop.
Pit stop. Pit, pit, pit stop. It's a pit stop. Pit, pit, pit stop. It's a pit stop. Pit, pit, pit stop. It's a pit stop. Pit stop. Pit stop. Pit stop.
And we are back this week covering the Purple Pants Podcast, Pit Stop Amazing Race Season 36, Episode 8. Is a very sad time here at the podcast. So please, we are in a state of mourning, but please let us welcome to the podcast our host, the winner of Amazing Race Season 29, Miss Brooke Kamhi. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. Are you okay?
I'm okay. I've seen better days. I had to take off of work yesterday. I had to, you know, let them know there was an elimination in the family. And so, you know, I'm using my three bereavement days. Yes. But listen, let's welcome to the podcast. Okay. An out-of-towner.
Out-of-towner. He's currently in town.
Currently in town and always around family. The amazing one half of the Philly Jones from Amazing Race Season 35. Let's welcome to the podcast our sister, our friends, okay, who actually, her sister actually might be one of my best friends in my mind, but we love Andrea Simpson. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello, 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 everyone.
Welcome.
Yes. I'm so happy to be here. Listen, I need to be a recurring host, guest, however you want to call it. put me on that long waiting list because I know it's a waiting list.
Listen, you are always welcome.
You're already invited back anytime. We're having, like, in the pre-chat, I'm already having a great time. You're welcome back whenever you're available.
Okay, well, don't say no. Don't start talking to each other like, this girl is stalking us. Right? Listen, say less. I'm just warning you guys.
My window. Hey, come on in.
She's still here. Like she didn't go anywhere. She's right here.
Still in the waiting room.
You ever see What About Bob where he's just like outside where Richard Dreyfuss is like, he didn't go anywhere. He's right here. And he's just standing right there. Andrew will be just out on my deck being like, hi, I'm here for breakfast. Let's record. And come on over for breakfast. We can be in the same little box.
Yes. What is crazy, but kind of like, is it a coincidence? Brooke, you live in New York, correct?
That is correct, sir.
Andrea, what's your current location?
Currently, I'm out of town in New York.
Andrea said, I'm a beat on this podcast.
Listen, come hell or high water, okay?
She's actually in my living room, and I was like, we just have to make...
Okay, Andrea said, I lose my crew. Okay, we made it to New York. So we have a lot to get through this episode. I'm going to try to take my time, but Brooke, take it away. What we got? What's happening?
We're going to jump through most of it fairly quickly, I'm sure, to get to the part that the internet is a buzz about. And we got the chance to speak to Angie and Danny this week, and I let them know within the first like 18 hours after the episode, I said, you know how many former racers reached out to me to find out, you know, because I'm a nut job with rules, like what were the rules, like what did I think, tell me what they thought, and how it ranged from just like disbelief to just vitriol. People were so mad, and I am so mad. Like, I agree with the anger. And so Danny and Angie, however, are very kind
people who have,
maybe, I don't know, because if what had happened to me, there would have been a very different outcome then. And I don't mean like we would still be in the race. I mean, I would have been arrested or, you know, thrown off the show because I would not have gone quietly. Anyone who knows me knows that I don't go anywhere quietly.
I know that's right. Up in them Barbados jail. Oh. I'll put some money on your tab.
Thank you. My commissary will be filled by Andrea, and my seat on the podcast will be filled by her as well, because I'll be stuck in the Barbados jail.
Well, I mean, after seeing some of the pickleball players, actually keep me up in that jail for a couple of days, Andrea. Oh, I'm just, you know.
He wants to get himself some visits.
Okay.
Leave me alone for a little bit.
Just a little bit.
I don't know if either of you have ever been to Barbados, but I went to Barbados in 2021. It is a tiny island. This is not like 20 miles long, maybe 15 miles wide. It's not a big place. It's gorgeous.
I've always wanted to go.
But it's small. So when we talk about where Angie and Danny's crew might have gone, they could have walked the island in the amount of time apparently it took them to find their team. When they also, okay, we'll get there, but when they knew where the team was going and they have GPS and everyone on the crew is communicating via cell phone and letting each other know where they are, Andrew, you know, your camera guy and your sound person were on phones the whole time saying, here's where we are, here's where we are. This has been explained to me from the horse's mouth, and I still don't understand what happened?
You saw Danny go into his fanny pack the moment they realized Team Walla Walla.
Over and out.
Over and out.
Hello.
Okay. Yep. Danny went right into that fanny pack.
Oh, he knew. Yes.
Danny keep that fanny pack right there, and I'm assuming he probably got chapstick, ibuprofen, a little water, you know, because Danny stay ready. But, like, you know, I was so confused, but okay. All right,
Okay, so six teams, they're in Bridgetown, Barbados, which is a town with two bridges, which I think is so funny. It's gorgeous. It's a tiny little island. And group one, which is Ricky and Cesar, because not said that? Right. And Danny and Angie have to go to this Fairfield and Black Rock location. Now, Ricky and Cesar help Danny and Angie at the beginning. They're talking maps. They're sharing information. Mm-hmm. I like this. I'm cool with it. Help each other stay in the front.
Absolutely.
They stop at a gas station. They work together. And all of a sudden, in the most foreshadowing of all foreshadowings, the heavens open up. and there's basically a biblical flood in the country.
Noah's Ark was needed then. Listen.
I was like, what the hell?
Because, I mean, I've been to, you know, other islands, Jamaica's, you know, your Cayman Islands. Like, it'll rain for like 5-10 minutes. This was a torrential downpour.
This was nuts.
It was unsettling. Okay, because what do they say? Jesus is coming back. He was letting us know he was getting ready to come back because tomfoolery was about to happen.
Tomfoolery.
So that's 7:40 in the morning. 15 minutes later, you have Vinny and Amber start, and they start well for like 30 seconds, and then they turn. But I do think it's editing. I honestly believe, and some of the stuff online about Vinny and Amber is it's funny. I think if you're not Vinny and Amber, and maybe they can laugh at it. I'm not sure yet, but like people are putting up like Taylor Swift breakup lyrics over them and like it's just, I can't wait to see them face to face. Cause I like them a lot. I feel like Vinny, I thought Amber was going to get the Brooke edit where it's like, I can't do anything, whatever. But I feel like Vinny's getting not the best at it. And I hope he can laugh at it because we all love him. And then Rod and Leticia are in group two. Rod is proud of his wife. He is supportive of his wife. He is loving his wife. Her booty is good in the pants. Like he is just, and I love them. I really am. And she's all, every day is a new race. We're going to do great. They're very positive. I don't think we talk enough about them in their positivity and support. People online seem to think she's not doing that much. I respectfully disagree. I think she is holding her own and then some. And she's having fun with it because we'll talk about when they get to the roadblock and she has to play road tennis or pickleball. We'll ignore the fact that this is very easy and it's just pickleball. And it's not even like you have to beat the other person. You just have to get 11 points. They could get 50 points. As long as you get 11, you keep going. Now, Bryce is sick and tired of me talking about how easy the tasks are, so I won't talk about it anymore.
It wasn't easy at all because I play a little tennis. You know, my forte is badminton.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. I love badminton.
Andrea, I don't even want you to say that because I love you too much to put my serve on you.
Listen, bring it, okay?
Listen, in ninth grade, they was not ready for my badminton.
What are they using badminton, Bryce?
A birdie.
What's it called, though?
A birdie.
I think it has another name, too, though, I thought.
What is it?
I don't want to say it.
No, it's not. What is it? Now you got to say it.
You two talk amongst yourself. I'm going to Google it.
Because I want to know. But I want to get
No, I'm not wrong. It's called, you're going to make me say it.
No, I don't. Say it. Brooke, what is it, girl?
So when Bryce talked about the pilots initially, and by the way, side note, spoke to Juan. He's a fan. Hi, Juan. Said to say hi to you. Bryce said he loves you and wants to meet you. So big shout out to Juan and Shane, although I only spoke to Juan. That's note to you.
Hey, Juan, what's up? You know, I'm dying. Okay. Andrea and I are dying to sit in the cockpit and fly. So whenever you're ready.
So I can't believe you're going to make me say it.
What
is it, bro? He had me say the word cockpit because he thought it was so funny.
Wait, Juan or me?
No, you. Oh. We were talking about the pilots. You're like, where does a pilot sit in a plane? I was like, you're going to make me say cockpit. So now at badminton, they use a thing. It's called a shuttlecock is what the little birdie thing is also called. And now you've made me say it again. And my mother is going to say,
no wonder me and Andrea is good at it.
Listen. I was today years old that I realized shuttlecock. Okay, let's go.
See, we are an educational podcast top of it all.
I may have been 8 when I knew what it was, but you know, I just knew Brooke would do her due diligence. However, real quick, I want to get back to Chi Chi real quick, right? Because I don't like the rap that she's getting, because I think that when you are married to someone like a Rod, who is great at everything, I think people like forget how hard or how to know what to do with someone like that, to support, to uplift, and to like, you know,
when Rod is good as well.
Right. And so I think that like, for me, I think that Chi Chi's strong point is that like, she knows her role. She knows what she is good at and what she is not good at. And I'm not going to pretend like I'm good at something. So even if I'm in the back seat and Rod is driving, he like, where are we going? You tell me.
Exactly. I don't know. Okay. I know I got the map in my hand, but I can't read it. Okay.
You tell me. And so like, and regardless of all of that, they're still very high up in the rankings. And so absolutely, it's like, we don't stand for no the Chi-Chi hate, because I love Chi-Chi.
Me too. No Chi-Chi.
I don't think there's any problem saying I don't know. I don't know, but I'm going to figure it out. And with Letitia, I think the best part about her is they get to this roadblock and she's like, I got it. She's not saying you do everything. She's not saying I can't do it. She's like, I'll do it. And even if she's not the best at it, which she was the first to admit, she was like, I'm having fun. Yeah. This is a good time. Rod's like, have fun, but be faster at it. Like, you got this. But she's having a good time. And isn't that now looking back, because I know I could have had a whole lot more fun. I look at it with rose-colored glasses.
Yeah.
But she's having fun in the moment. And I love that. I think that she is just, she knows her strengths, and even if it's not her strength, she is still positive about it. So everyone should back off and shut the big mouth.
Now, my question to you is, if you don't know where you're going, would you rather your partner say, make a right, and you be lost in an hour more in a detour, or like say, I don't know, and figure it out together?
I don't know, figure it out together. What are you talking about? We don't go the wrong way.
Exactly. And I love how positive he is towards her. I mean, I've not yet heard anything negative. He's always pushing her, very supportive. And that's what you need, especially under those dire situations, the heat. You see teams coming up. You're like, I need positive reinforcement. Not, come on, what you doing? You see, no.
I mean, it's always nice when the person who is a bit stronger and a bit faster is supportive instead of saying, like, keep up with me. It's like, I know you can't necessarily keep up with me, but you're doing great and I will help you be your best. And I feel like that is what Rod is to Letitia. And I think she responds really well to it. She chuckles, they're cute. You can see they're in love and I like it.
Me too.
I think that also last season, that was something that I think Brooke and I fell in love with you and Milena, right? Where it was like, where you were weak, she was strong. When you were strong, like when she was weak, you were strong. And you guys always were so positive about it.
Yes.
And so, it's, you know, we see that. And so we see each other. So again, I had to point that out there for myself.
Thank you. Yeah. Again, this is everyone's first time on The Amazing Race. We don't know what we're getting into, or, you know, how to maneuver, but you know, that's where those points and times where, you know, your partner's going to step in and I see you, you know, getting frazzled. I'm going to be the calm for that storm.
It's nice. I mean, you two could tell that you've known each other for a long time and you knew how to support each other. I think that's the one thing that was a little hard, you know, on my season. I met my partner that day. And so, well, I mean, at casting kind of, but like, we didn't know each other and how we were going to do. I think it's really nice. And I feel like, and you know what, even if you know the rules and you feel like you're a student of the game and you know everything about the race, and I was like, I could do this with anybody. Yeah. I know everything about it. I've studied so hard and I've watched every episode and I know all the rules. Even when you get there, it's so different and so much harder than you ever anticipated it would be. You know, my one climbing class and my two spin classes did not sufficiently prepare me for the
thank race. You because I say all the time, I work out 4 times a week. I mean, I'm running, I do my Zumba classes, I do my strength training. Nothing prepares you really for those challenges.
It's nuts, but it's nice because I feel like I have been able to suck some positivity from all the contestants. I feel like you guys last season were so just exuberant and happy. And I was like, I need to take, I learn from the people that I watch and the people that I meet, the people around me.
Yeah.
And so just, I've sucked up some of your positivity, which sounds like really creepy, but it's not meant to.
No, it's not at all.
Not meant to be creepy. I'm a creep. Okay. So then group three starts. We have Yvonne and Melissa. Yvonne wants to take it slow. Melissa's all, let's not take it too slow. And they're a great couple. And I think I think you need to start the Boys Who Like Boys Who Like Podcasting Facebook page, because I feel like the Girls Who Like Hiking Facebook page turned out a beautiful relationship. So if we start the Boys Who Like Podcasting page, I feel like maybe
I could get me a man and maybe I could go on Amazing Race. Okay.
Yes.
And one thing that I just want to share with our listeners and viewers, another reason why we're so happy to have Andrea on here with us, you know how Brooke is in the cult of the podcast for Amazing Race. And, you know, she says she's not in it, but she in it. Well, not only do we have a former contestant of Amazing Race. We have a former member of the Amazing Race Facebook podcasting cult with us, Andrea, here. Okay.
Yes.
Andrea
has not a cult.
Because the way Andrea was describing how she is in the comments earlier, yes, led me to believe, like, it sounds like a cult. But I mean, listen,
I'm giving you the stare down. Don't start now.
How you said you was in them comments?
I was in them comments. One of the Facebook pages, they like, oh, let's chat live. Oh yeah, I'm here for the chat and live. Let's go. They're like, okay, you only get an hour afterwards because we don't want to do no spoilers, but let's go. Yep, I'm in there.
I don't even chat live.
I just
walk out there to see what's there. That's so funny. Okay. Isn't it the best when you're like chatting, when you put in a comment? Like every so often I'll put something in there somewhere where someone is very wrong. He's gone. I'll put something in there where someone is very wrong. And then someone will be like, you don't know. And I'll be like, they're like, how would you know that? And I was like, well... Somebody else will write in and be like, she was on season 29, you dingbat.
Absolutely. That absolutely happened to me. I'm putting, I'm like, well, you know what? I was lost when we were lost in India. You know, someone was like, well, you was on Amazing Race and the floodgates open. You won't know where out of town is. I said, thank you. Let the crowd speak. Let the crowd speak.
If it looked like a duck, talk like a duck, and type like a duck.
Okay,
just proving my point, but I'm so sorry, Brooke, continue.
This is so fun.
Listen, y'all get along so well for a reason. And I don't mind that you guys are in a Facebook cult. I love it because I get to hear all about it. But I definitely have learned that Andrea is a higher member in the cult than you, Brooke.
I'm a higher member in the rankings.
Because Andrea go live for an hour. But okay. Yes.
Apparently, I'm low level cult. Okay. And also, Juan and Shane are in group 3. What up, Juan and Shane? Hi, Juan. Can't wait to meet you.
I love Juan and Shane.
Okay. So while this is happening, Ricky and Sacer find the clue. It says, who wants to get into the swing of things? They have to play this road tennis, which I actually think looks really fun. Not really hard, but really fun. I got to watch this episode. I watched it with Ricky and Cesar and Kishori. And Maya was there. And so it was really, really fun. And Cesar came over and he goes, Ricky doesn't like it when I cheer. And Ricky heard him and he goes, that's right. Thanks for keeping your mouth shut. Like, they're just so cute. So Ricky's doing great. And then... we have Dan. Who shows up next?
Danny and Angie.
Danny and Angie show up next. Right.
Not only does Mother Angie like tennis, she's to teach tennis.
Yes.
Yes.
I love that.
And Danny's so happy. And Angie is on the court and she's dancing around. Like, this is the one. You know how we say if you're on the race long enough, something is going to be made for you.
Yep,
this is the one that's made for Angie. So Ricky
and Cesar, I will say though, Brooke, because Andrea, because I do love badminton and I know that you love badminton and I thought it was like so perfect for Angie. However, I do feel like if the twins, Anthony and Bailey, were still on the race, I really do feel like this would have been their challenge. They're outside, they're in the street with the people. I really feel like it. Anthony and Bailey could have made it this far.
Don't encourage him. That's not... Here's the worst part, Bryce.
They really could have been.
Every week, Bryce says to me, well, this could have been their challenge. And I get mad, and he thinks it's funny that I get mad because there's nothing to base that on because nothing was their challenge because maybe they didn't last long enough. I wrote a note this week to say... mess with Bryce and say this would have been Anthony and Bailey's challenge. And beat me to it. And I didn't even get to do it. But...
because you know...
All right, whatever, I didn't get there anyway. Ricky and Cesar are out before anyone else gets there, and they have to drive to Rihanna's childhood home. Now, how do you know it's her home? There's a huge sign on the
right. How do you know? Rihanna.
Rihanna's way.
This is reason number 5700 why Ricky and Cesar probably should win this thing. Absolutely. I got a little bit of inside information that they got the clue at Rihanna's house. And then, so they left. They're on their way. They're going to the next thing. And then I think Sacer said to Ricky or vice versa, what did the sign look like on the ground? Because they're preparing for the last memory challenge. They're going, we don't know what it could be, but it could be anything. They drove back. They took a few minutes and they drove back just to make sure they were aware of the color, the picture, exactly what it looked like, because smart. Yes. And so
tell me if they win this thing. Mm-hmm. Without telling me you in the lead, because I ain't never hear of
I ain't never hear no mess like that.
That
right. Tell me you in the lead, when you're not really gonna...
Okay. And had time to go back.
Wow.
And had the wherewithal to think, oh, wait, we might need this later. Right. And rather right. than guess later, take 2 minutes now, exactly. go back and get it, and then move on. So smart, guys.
So smart.
Good
so
on
smart.
You. Okay. Yeah. So Angie's playing tennis. She's kicking booty. And
I
then
love her in this challenge. I'm sorry for cutting you off.
No,
I
don't.
Love,
no, please.
I really
that's what
love
we do.
Her in this challenge. Like, you could tell she was in her element, honey.
Yes.
Oh my God, I loved it. And you know, I'm going to tell on myself. In the beginning of the season, I was just like, Dan and Angie. I mean, I was kind of on the fence with them. I'm being.
I counted them out. No, I counted them out.
You know what?
I said in the beginning. I said. In...
Thank you
no,
for
hang
coming.
Up on her. Oh
you
my...
know what? What we not doing?
I said, don't hang up on her, and he hung up.
Listen, I was listen. I was just trying to tell my truth. That's all.
Well, apparently your truth is not welcome here because Bryce
this
is
a Danny and Angie cult. This is a Danny and Angie cult. I'm sorry.
You didn't let me finish.
Sorry. Continue.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay. So, right, in the beginning, I was just like, I was just, because, you know, in the beginning with the, and I get it, you know, she is a woman of a certain age. You know, in the heat. I mean, those were extreme conditions. Even for myself, I was just like, who the hell is doing this stuff? Like, so in the beginning, I was like, but I can definitely, I saw as, like, I don't know if the light went off or something, but she was like, oh, I'm in this. And I was like, yes, go Angie and Danny. So yes, now I am team Angie and Danny, but I'm going to be truthful. I was just like, I don't know how far this is going.
Yeah,
don't hang up on her again. I won't.
But listen, I was here with them, especially with this challenge. I said, go ahead, Angie, show them how it's supposed to be done.
I think it was the last time when they got on the mat with Ricky and Sacer, where she right. you could see in Angie sort of just you could see it in her eyes where she's like, oh wait, we're at the front. We Absolutely. Made up 30 minutes and we're at the front and we can do this. Like, you could just tell there was this moment yes. we can actually do this. Not just I'm doing this for my son, but, right. but I'm doing this. End of Absolutely. Sentence, period.
What I loved that. About her is that, like, let's be real. We all know that Sacer and Ricky, they are not humans, right? Like, they are like, they're just not human. And so I like when they got on the mat with them, they weren't even like, we could win. They're like, we could be on the mat with Ricky and Sacer at the
right.
same time.
Top contenders, exactly.
That's I love that. And she showed out in tennis. She showed out.
She did. You could tell she had her game face on. She was in the position like, yes. I said, go ahead, Angie. Okay. I see you.
She was having fun.
She had a nasty serve too. Her I said, girl, I see the serve, Angie. Okay, sorry.
I think she probably did it faster than anyone. She was moving. So she kills it second. She's in second place. No one else is even there at this point. Yvonne and Melissa show up. And Yvonne, they're starting to really get more time, which I think is so cute. She walks up to them and she goes, which of you is no good? Which I think is so funny. And then she says, I picked the one with glasses because it's raining. And I'm thinking maybe he won't be able to see the ball as well. So, okay.
Okay.
Now, okay.
Can we fast forward? So in that same mind thought process, can we fast forward to Juan and Shane?
Yes, we can. Apparently, so Juan goes up there. And Juan, where am I? Because I have it here somewhere. Juan is all, who's the best one?
Who's the best one?
It was because he thought that he was picking an instructor, not an opponent. So I will give him grace and say maybe he just wasn't paying attention and realizing he was picking an opponent.
I'm going to give him grace. I'm going to say he's a little dehydrated because, you know, he had the bubble guts last episode. Yes. And you know,
listen, you don't want the bubble guts.
If you've ever had the bubble guts and you try to figure out how am I urinating in a place that I am not supposed to be urinating, like that's how you know you got the bubble guts. I'm so sorry, Mama Cam High, but I'm just saying.
I felt bad for
And he looked every bit of
their color is like that khaki green, like that army green. He looked the color of his clothes. He was struggling. So Rod and Letitia get there. We talk about how she's just gonna have fun with it. She jumps in, she's like, this one's mine. I have no problem with them. I think they're great. Vinny and Amber are lost. Juan and Shane are a little bit lost. Amber's being a little bit negative. I can't really blame her. And whatever. So
but to her defense, she does try to catch herself, right? Like, she is saying, like, I know that I'm, and that's why I kind of like Amber, because I am not always the most positive person. And sometimes it's like, let me just shut up. Let me shut. And that is a skill.
Absolutely.
Because
I don't possess.
See? You got to be a work in progress.
It's a work in progress.
I'm nothing if not self-aware, right? Okay, yes, totally. Okay, so Letitia's having fun. Rod's cheering for her like a maniac. And honestly, if he weren't a football player, he'd make an excellent cheerleader because I would love to have him on my sideline.
On my team.
The funniest part about the difference between like Rod and Letitia and Ricky and Cesar is Ricky's like, Cesar, don't cheer for me. I don't want it. And Cesar's on the sideline just going, optimism, positivity. Like if you're listening to him, he's literally camera goes, optimism. Positivity. Like, I just think it's very funny.
Yes,
and
it is.
Rod is out there screaming. Letitia's having fun. She can't stop herself from laughing. I'm loving it. Danny and Angie are on their way to Rihanna's house. Angie is wondering who Rihanna is, but it's okay because Danny just can't think of a single Rihanna song to sing.
I said, not with the torrential downpour?
No, okay.
Hello? That was the first thing I thought of.
Me as well. And I was like, this has to be editing gold because I'm like, not when y'all need the umbrella at the most crucial time ever.
Absolutely.
But
how great would it have been if Danny busted out a little bitch better have my money though? Because I think that would be great.
Well, that's what they better say to their team.
Hello. Okay. Yes.
So back at the roadblock, Yvonne gets it third. Letitia with a smile gets it fourth. Rod's the best cheerleader. Juan and Shane show up. He picks the best one. I don't know what's wrong with him. He does a great job. Vinny and Amber show up. Vinny also does a great job, but Vinny's putting a lot of pressure on himself because they're in last. And I can see how for a team like that, being in last might not be a good situation. Yeah, I'll leave it at that and we'll move on.
You're getting your head a lot at that point because you're like, I cannot be last. We were up at the top and now we just slowly but surely coming down. It's because they're doing all this bickering back and forth. It's really hurting them versus helping them.
And what I appreciated even about this, right, where it was Vinny that was doing the challenge and it's like he's having his own debate within himself.
Right.
So it's like, we're starting to see more of his personality and it's like, oh, okay, so it's not Amber per se. It's like Vinny is just hard on himself. He wants to be great. So So that's all I'm saying.
I totally agree 100%.
I said, okay, I'll see
you. With you. Okay, so this is the moment. So can, you know how
wait, I... Sidebar, 1 second. Can we take a poll? One, because first of all, Vinny's from the Philippines. You know, my season of Survivor was shot in the Philippines. And I was like, okay, that's Vinny. But can we take a poll? Because I think Vinny is very attractive.
Do oh,
we,
yes.
Do we like Vinny with the buns or the hair down? Because I'd be like, I can't tell sometimes. I'm like, oh, look at Vinny with the hair down. I want to know, like, how he conditioned his hair, because it's, like, soft and wavy in the back. But I'm going to vote for hair down Vinny. You too?
I'm here for hair down Vinny, too.
Okay. Brooke?
I like a man bun.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Just me.
Okay. I think Vinny likes
I don't like what I... It's something about his hair's longer than mine. I man bun it. Yeah. So this is the moment.
And more luscious.
We have been talking for 8 episodes now about how... Yeah, his hair's better than mine. I'll get better hair. So we've been talking for 8 episodes about Ricky and Cesar and about how they never argue and how they're just perfection. And here it is. Finally, in this moment, they have just like a teeny, teeny little bit of stress and bickering. I love it. They're human. Yep. I got my strife. Now you can go back to being perfect. I want you guys to do great. If you win the whole thing, that would be totally amazing. But it was just a little bit of perfection where they have just a teeny, teeny bit of bicker. And at the bar, Cesar goes, you wanted it. Here it is. Pay attention. Which leads me to believe this is the only time this ever happens. And then they go back to just being in love and perfect. Anyway, I just found it really, really fun. So at this point, Melissa and Yvonne find Rihanna's house. Rod and Leticia find Rihanna's house. Vinny and Amber find it. Everyone is heading to Long Bay Beach. Juan and Shane know the way, but they're worried they're going the long way. Which, again, on this island, I don't know how there is.
Ain't a long way.
Well, there's a long way if you're Danny and Angie's crew, because this is where the scandal happens. So the crew is in the car behind the two people on the team, right? Because it's not a 4-person vehicle like normal. It's just a 2-person car. You're supposed to have your top down. It was supposed to seem like a day at the beach kind of day at the race, and that's not what we had because it was a monsoon, but you had a walkie-talkie to communicate with your crew behind you, right? Apparently the rule said if you lose your crew, go to the next destination and they will meet you there. So Danny and Angie are going around a roundabout. I'm not even going to say they lost their crew. Their crew lost them. Like, let's get this right, because I don't think they lost anybody. I know people were honking. I don't think they did anything illegal. They were just going around a roundabout, and their crew lost them. Danny messages and says, go ahead. No, please jump on it.
No, because I also, you know, I go to Europe a lot, and the roundabouts are confusing at times. But the thing about the roundabouts are there are multiple exits.
Yes.
However, you could just stay on the roundabout.
Round and round.
So that's what I'm going to say.
There is a part of me that thought, just stay on it and they'll come back to that spot and they'll find you. But if the rule says go to the next spot and wait for your crew and they'll meet you at the next spot. On The Amazing Race, for anyone who doesn't know, your camera person and sound person are on their cell phones constantly, communicating with production, communicating with each other, saying, this is where we are, where are you?
Yes.
And they know where the next stop is. I do not understand. I cannot wrap my head around how the crew, who has cell phones and GPS and a local taxi driver telling them where they are going on an island that is no more than 20 miles in either direction, total, from beach to beach.
Let them tell them.
Did not find the detour. This does not compute.
That's mind-boggling to me.
And not only were they not like 5, 10, 20 minutes behind, Angie and Danny apparently sat there for over an hour waiting for their crew to show up, and they never did. So
are you saying that they got to the next, challenge, and they were like, oh, wait here. For 45 minutes?
Yes. They said they got out their car. They said they went to the clue box. And then they said the producers told them to go back into the car. They have to wait for whatever. And they said that they saw Ricky and Cesar. They saw the other teams arrive.
That's
wild. And they just had to sit there.
Oh,
yeah. They also said that their team never really even came. And after they waited for 40 minutes, they said, it's been enough penalty. You can go.
They actually said that? Ooh.
Now, shout out to the cult of Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, because Andrea has provided us some detective work. And okay, the internet said this is their crew. Okay,
what are you doing?
This is what they said.
You don't drink until I get to see Phil, okay? Until then, I need you to focus.
That's so funny.
Whoever photoshopped them with these drinks, first of all, the drinks look good.
Yes. They look very refreshing.
They look very refreshing. They do look about 40 minutes refreshing worth. But it's giving, they definitely stopped somewhere and got something to eat. Because where are y'all at?
Okay.
Maybe. The only thing I can think, and I can't imagine this is right either, is that production told them, okay, we have another team is going to now follow Danny and Angie. So you guys just do like local shots and stuff like that. Like, but I can't imagine that's the case. I'm trying so hard to justify it. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Math is not mathing.
It's not.
And the fact that Danny and Angie sat in their car and waited, have been like a rabid monkey running around and shaking the trees and shaking the people and screaming, absolutely not am I waiting. This is a race. It's not on me to wait for them. It's on them to find me. Show me in the rule book where I can't keep going, because they say this hasn't happened before, but I will, a little behind the scenes on my season of the race. We were at Lake Como in Italy, and not my team, another team. You had to jump on these fantastically amazing, gorgeous, like Ferrari of the sea boats. And one team got to their boat and their camera and sound guy were just slightly behind. And the camera and sound guy said, go, we'll get the next one. And so they left their crew for a second. There was no penalty. I know, Andrea, you mentioned something about India where you guys
lost our crew. I mean, in the streets of India, I mean, jam-packed. It was nothing but rickshaws all over the place. Rickshaws, people walking, elephants. And anything was out in these streets, and we lost them. And mind you, we did pull over and waited. I'm gonna say maybe 15, 20 minutes. And I was like, listen, we got to go. Right. We can't be waiting any longer. And I was like, we'll meet them at the next spot. And sure enough, they were there. I'm not risking my game or $1 million for this foolery.
Right, Danny and Angie finally made their way to the front. They're kicking butt. Yes. Angie's having the best day. She nails a roadblock. They get to the detour. They are literally right at the front with Ricky and Cesar. Mm-hmm. And to be told to sit in your car, I would have said, hell no. Yes. You physically put me back in that car. You touch me, because this is not how I'm going out. And to watch them sit there. Now, Danny and Angie have either come to terms or are just such good people that they don't have this rage inside of them like I have. But I am outraged for this. The rules need to change. They need to be brought back. I will start a petition. I am so angry about this. And because they didn't do anything wrong. No. It'd be one thing if there was like, if you do this, there will be a 1 hour penalty. Like, that's not what happened. So we could beat this horse until it is so, so dead, but whatever.
It's just crazy to think that even with all of that penalty, with Rod and Chi Chi, they still potential, like, that's the thing for me that is just so frustrating, that clearly we see the time that they get there, and with everything that had happened, they were the last one there, but we clearly see how close they were.
Yeah, there was no chance they were going home. No chance they would.
And if they would have got there at any, like, that's the thing that's frustrating. And I feel like this isn't the first time production has messed with them, because I don't care what nobody's saying. Episode 3, when that boat didn't work and they couldn't switch to a boat.
Yeah.
Why didn't y'all make sure? I'm standing on this hill. Why didn't y'all make sure all the boats was running properly?
Okay, I
hear you.
And lastly, because I'm jumping all over the place, because so there's been this huge debate, right, in the groups and internet about how it's an unfair advantage for Cesar and Ricky for most of the time, since Cesar speaks Spanish and they've been in Spanish speaking countries. Okay, so now I need to know where the outrage is.
Right.
When your husband is a delicious, tall chocolate.
Dark chocolate.
Okay. Greek god. Okay. I mean, just put together with love. I mean, like, smart, funny, talented. And so where's the outrage with his super strength? Because they got stuck in the mud.
Yes.
Rob got out, put his pinky up to the back of the car.
Yes.
It said, draw, baby. Now, where is the outrage for Chi-Chi then? Because y'all say Chi-Chi ain't do nothing. Chi-Chi hopped in that seat.
Yes, let's go.
Okay, what you want me to do?
Yep.
Pinky and said, where's the outrage?
Exactly.
Where is the outrage?
That have the same energy. I need that same energy.
Because you shouldn't be that attractive. Yeah, your ass should not be that chiseled. And you should not be able to be roadside assistants.
Okay.
In the Barbados, because the fact that that man got out, okay?
He wasn't triple, he was triple A in Barbados. Triple A.
Come on.
Oh
he
my
was
God.
His own triple A.
Yes.
That took me out. But what is crazy about that, though, to another team, that could have been game over.
Say it again for the people in the back. Okay.
That could have been game over. So I'm just curious. So all the people that say Ricky and Cesar got this unfair advantage. Well, I mean.
But doesn't the one, I forget her name. She speaks Spanish. I forget the
Yvonne and Melissa.
Yes.
She speaks Spanish. I don't, just to be clear, I don't think it's an unfair advantage. I just think it's an advantage. And I have no problem with an advantage.
I have no problem with
it. I just think that, you know, I would be curious to see how some of these teams would do on a race that goes around the entire world. I don't think it's unfair. I think everyone should go out and learn 57 languages and then go on the amazing race. Create your own advantage. So, I'm cool with that.
So how do you feel about Rod's advantage?
Great. Good on him. I think it's all wonderful. Okay. I think it's hilarious that you said it was his pinky. But I do think maybe Juan and Shane probably could have gotten out of there.
Maybe Juan. I don't know about Shane.
Don't do that to Shane. Don't do that to Shane.
Never going to let him live it down.
I don't
ever.
Know. Because, again, for me, it was the way Shane cut that avocado in the cooking challenge. I don't know if Shane could have got him out of there. I know Juan could have.
They are strong. The one thing I don't know. So at this detour really quickly, you have to either clear seaweed, put seaweed in a wheelbarrow, take it up and down the beach. Apparently it was a lot farther than it looked on television, which is why most of the teams did the build the fish
I'm
trap
doing the physical
thingy.
Challenge. I know.
I actually would have done the seaweed
Me
also
too.
In this situation. I don't know why Rod and Leticia didn't do the seaweed
I
in this situation.
That's
I
right mean, up his alley.
His pinky was sore.
Okay.
The pinky was after, but okay, I get your point. I mean, I assume, Bryce, you too, the seaweed, or you would have done
I would have done the seaweed, but especially seeing, for me, I think what was the shocker was when Juan and Shane got there, and just one barrel almost filled half of it. At that point, I wouldn't even have been running. I would have, like, you know, like, I definitely think, I would definitely go on seaweed.
They made the absolute wise choice.
And I was watching another podcast, and they were talking about how it was smart of Shane and Juan when they were pushing the barrel. They were pushing it more towards the water because
that's the
hardest sand versus going in the middle. I was like,
why they didn't pick the bucket closest to the water, I don't understand. But that's fine.
That was a shame decision to do that. Now, I also would have been stuffing seaweed in my shirt.
Yes.
Don't think you're allowed to
do
that.
As soon as we got there, would have dropped on out because,
only what was in the wheelbarrow apparently was allowed to be.
If your stomach is over the wheelbarrow.
Just put me in the wheelbarrow. Cover me.
I'm just
seaweed.
Saying, because if your crew could go to happy hour in Barbados.
Right.
I was like worried the crew got kidnapped. I was like, what happened to the crew? Did they like went for a swim? I still to this day. And apparently the crew showed up and just said sorry. But Angie, being the nicest woman on the planet, wasn't like, I would have been like, where the were you? Like, what's going on? But they're very nice and lovely people. And I'm I have anger for them. So, yeah. Okay. So also
I would have had Vinny and Amber. I would have had Vinny and Amber energy for them. Okay. Okay. Yeah, okay. I would have had Vinny and Amber energy for them.
I wonder what any other team. Yeah, I wonder what any others, like if Ricky and Cesar were told to wait in their car, I wonder what they would have done. I'm curious of what a team who was
less. You think Rod would have stayed in that car?
I don't know that. I don't know any. I can't. I
yeah.
Whatever. So also the judge on the fish trap side, I loved him. He had this like gorgeous baritone bass and was like, sorry, you need to keep going. And then
when
like,
he started shaking it.
Yes.
I was thinking, which judge was harder, the hammer judge or him? Because yes. He was really like, I was like, oh, okay, they serious.
They weren't letting anybody pass.
Attention to detail with that. I'm not doing that. They getting all cut up and bloody. No.
Here's another, here's reason 37 why I like Chi Chi. Because while Rob was putting everything together, he's like, baby, just make sure everything. And
she wasn't making sure.
But she wasn't. But I also like, because again, I feel like Chi Chi is me. Because then when they figured out what it was, and Rob was like, I needed for you to do what you were doing. And Chi Chi was like, how am I supposed to do all of that and look like this? And, you know, it's not making sense. And I was with her. I'm like, Chi Chi, I'm not mad. I want Chi Chi's side.
Oh my gosh.
I can't do that in this and look like this. Okay, so you pick a side.
They should have done the other one. I don't know what they were doing. The other one was made for them. I don't know why they didn't do it. But anyway.
What I love about Rod though is like in these like detail oriented competitions where he's not always the most detailed, for what he lacks in detail, he lacks in confidence. Because I love how shady the Amazing Race producers be when they go there, they circle all the things that are wrong, and Rod's like, oh, we're going to make sure this is so tight, right. Oh, we're going to get it. And then they show all the circles that are still missing. Right. And Chi-Chi like, come on, baby, let's go, get it. Yes. But okay, that's it.
I love them. So Yvonne and Melissa are there, Vinny and Amber are there, Juan and Shane do the other one. Whatever, I'm done with this page. I don't care about this. Okay, so everybody's bleeding. Everybody is
literally
blood, sweat, and tears put into this detour. I'm still literally on the fourth page of notes where I'm talking about Danny and Angie, and I'm angry. I should just skip all these pages because we've talked about this already. All of Danny and Angie, I'm still pissed. Okay, whatever, everyone is bleeding. And the crew apparently shows up, but they don't show up. Danny and Angie get to get out of their car and they get moving, right? So Ricky and Cesar are out of there. Juan and Shane out of their second, which honestly, if you're Rod and Leticia and you keep getting this wrong and you see how fast Juan and Shane did it, there's a little part of me that thought to myself, maybe you do switch. It's literally right there. You don't have to go find it. You've seen what it is. You've seen how quickly they did it. Maybe go do it, but whatever. Those two are on their way to the pit stop. Rod's doing the whole thing. Vinny and Amber are bickering. And whatever. They do this. They do that. And so finally, we have Danny and Angie. It's literally 14 pages about this scandal, so I had to skip it. We have Danny and Angie, and Rod and Leticia are the last two at the beach. And Danny and Angie are still staying positive. They're not even talking about this penalty, or if they did, they cut it out. Right. But I don't think they were talking about it, which I still don't understand, because I would have just been crying and screaming and they would have had to tell me to shut up.
Yeah, that kind of messed you up mentally as far as to try to get back into the race. Yeah, no,
it would have been over for me. And even
with all of that, Danny like, we're going to take it slow and steady. I'm like, Danny.
Yes, I need you to pick it up.
But they basically did catch up.
Even with all that, they
caught up. And so the part that makes me so angry is, given how long they had to wait in the car, there was zero chance they were going home. They would have been in the next leg, and they should have been in the next leg, and they should be on the next season, bring them back, Amazing Race. And so Ricky and Cesar gets the pit stop first, obviously, because when did they not?
Actually, that is incorrect.
What?
They got to the pit stop first. Okay. The crew was at the pit stop.
Yes.
They got there first.
Period.
Fair enough. The first team to get to the pit stop, Ricky and Cesar, this is their fifth first place, and they had 3 second places. Right now, they are statistically the best team to ever run the Amazing Race. They won $7,500 each. They have the world's best greeter, Peggy. who is doing a little booty pop and dancing around, and they're having so much fun.
For me, honey,
she was so happy and upbeat. And then they dance away, and Ricky's doing his little like Beyonce dance, and I love it. So everyone else is on their way out of the detour. Vidi and Amber are third. Yvonne and Melissa are fourth. Ron and Leticia are fifth. And Danny and Angie are last, but they're still staying positive. I don't know how. Juan and Shane get to the pit stop second. They are thrilled. Will they win this? They can win this.
They have a chance of winning
this. They may win this.
They really do. And I'm so happy that, although I hate how the ending happens, I love that this happened for Juan and Shane, for a viewer, right? Because it's Ricky and Cesar's season to lose at this point, right? And so I love the fact that Juan and Shane kind of like Juan came with this energy and Shane was with them. But I love the fact that it's a competition now.
Yep.
Like, you cut an avocado wrong one time. And you know, in all fairness, Angie.
Anthony or Bailey.
Oh my God.
Because they would have been switching back and forth. So they would not even have a chance to cut the avocado. But no, I love Juan and Shane, and I love their brotherhood, and I love them pushing each other and them kind of like coming into the end. I love that. It makes me
I
more
love
exciting.
That they did the wheelbarrow challenge, because if they had done the same one as everybody else, I think it would have been a much more boring, well, not boring, but more boring than it was. I like that the two challenges were right next to each other.
There,
you could watch them go, oh my God, everyone's still here. Oh my God, everyone's still here. We're out of here. So I like when that happens, and you can actually, and editing can't do anything about it. You can actually see where everybody is. So I like that they did that. They took it upon themselves. They said, we are strong. We can do this side. I like that when Rod and Leticia got stuck in the mud, like My Cousin Vinny style, Rod literally was like, you drive. He didn't even think. He wasn't even like, can I do this?
No.
He was like, boom. It was so impressive.
I was clutching my pearls. I was like, how close are we from the pit stop? Because one minute you see Rob and Leticia stuck in the mud, and then you see Danny and Angie coming. I was like, where are we? How far apart is it really? I was like at the seat of my pants, like, who is going to be there to see Phil? That was nail-biting for me.
Yeah.
Part of me was like, you know what? If after all of that, Danny and Angie stayed in it, then it would have been like, beautiful.
Yeah,
I still would have been mad, but right, with the group starts, it really wouldn't have had really negative any negative impact on them at all, because you've seen them make up that 30 minutes in
exactly
the past. But I do love Rod and Leticia, so I can't. There was side note, we did hear that Danny said that when they got to the mat there, before Phil said you're eliminated, they stood there for a while, and the producers had like a little powwow of a little meeting of the minds of what do we do here, because I think they might have realized, oh no, this is on us. This isn't on them. So I would not have been mad if the no elimination rule had been squashed for this situation. But alas, it was not. And
or start the mega leg early.
Right.
Well, everyone else had checked in. So I don't know if they decided beforehand, yeah, we're just going to make it a keep racing. Because the next leg actually is still in Barbados. So in theory, I don't know what was discussed. I wasn't in that meeting, but I wish I had been, because I would have been advocating real hard to not send Danny and Angie home. But they get to the mat, and they have this moment of there's still pure joy. He's lived his dream. She's done it for her kid. And they could have gone, I really do believe they could have gone so much further. They were really, they had found their footing, and I think Angie found her like voice and her belief in herself a little bit more. And so I don't think this is the last we'll see of them. I'm hoping it's not.
Oh, definitely.
Thoughts, feelings, comments from the
team? This is definitely not the last we're going to see of Danny and Angie. I mean, just with all of this talk and all of this back and forth with the internet and with all, this is not the last.
Yeah, definitely not the last. I also think that for me, it was like, it's real life, right? There's sometimes in life where it's like, I deserve this. I need this. And guess what? Like, you don't get it when you want to get it, right? Mm-hmm. And I always feel like he may not be there when you want him, but he's going to always be on time. And I feel like the way that Danny and Angie held their heads up high and showed grace in this situation, for me, it's like, I don't care who wins. Danny and Angie are the winners in my book, period, point blank.
Yeah, doors will open because of this.
Right.
That.
There is a little part of me that thinks, you know what, good on The Amazing Race, because it people don't talk about it as much as they talk about the other two big CBS reality TV shows. But this moment has caused such an uproar on the internet that it's causing people to talk about it. It's causing people to talk about rule changes, causing people to debate. And, you know, maybe that's not a bad thing. And I actually feel that because Danny's sense of direction is so good, that if they are brought back on a season where you are going around the entire world and directions are a little bit harder in like a country where there's a language barrier for everyone, maybe they'll benefit more if he can convince his mother to go back.
Right,
the next time around. So
it would be interesting to see.
Yeah, happy to see them again. And, you know, Danny is like me in the way that The Amazing Race was number two on my list of things to do before I died, but right at the top of his list of things to do. And when you get to live your dream for no matter how long it is, more than a leg, maybe. I don't think I would have been satisfied with one leg. But if you get to live your dream for, you know, he ran more than half of the race and did it so well. And there's just something to be said for when you get to cross that off a bucket list.
Yeah.
So, but I think he should write it on the list again so he can cross it off again, because I think they should. So that's my chatty, chatty thoughts.
And well said, Brooke. I love it. Well,
this has been so much fun.
Quick question.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry for Andrea. Well, and for Bryce. But Andrea, we didn't know. Who did you think before the season started might take it home without knowing anything about the teams? And now that we are 2 weeks away from the finale, who do you think is going to take it and why?
My first thoughts were Juan and Shane. That's who I visually saw. I was like, oh, they look like they're a strong team, especially with their background. That's who I started off with. And you know
did
what?
Did you feel that way after Shane cut the avocado?
The avocado had no bearings for me.
Me neither. Bryce is obsessed with this avocado.
No.
I mean, but in all honesty, how do you cut an avocado? But I don't think if you don't ever do the cutting of an avocado, then I can see how maybe you hold it in your hand and you go around this way. I
have that same grace for Bailey and Anthony, then. That's all I'm gonna say.
I had written down that perhaps the road tennis would have been Bailey and Anthony's jam.
Thank you.
Yes.
It could have been. It could have been.
I still think that Shane and Juan has it in them to win. I mean, as far as we're seeing, it's probably going to be Ricky and Cesar, but we'll see, because, you know, they are kicking
Anything
ass.
Can happen.
And you know what? I also feel like, you know, They're not like, you know, these chiseled out, you know, these buff people. They're average, the average folk walking down the street.
That
shows you, like, anybody can win this race. Anybody can apply and join and you know, you don't have to, you know, have all the brains, have all the body physicality, because Amazing Race is a combination of both. So
I mean, when I started the race, I had the strength of a wet noodle. My arm, like, I weighed 100 pounds soaking wet. Like, you don't have to be the strongest and you don't have to be the fastest. But between the two of you, if you can complement some physicality, some brains, and some speed, I think anybody can do it. And people, absolutely. I've heard people be like, I can't. And I'm like,
don't put that in
my catchphrase. I get it. But yes, you can. And I think that's the best part. Did you learn? Or I'm sure you did. So what is it that you felt that you learned about yourself, or that you, you know, thought you couldn't, that you could, or what did you learn from
just being able to push myself mentally through the challenges? It was like, if I could do that, I could do anything. And it's really, you know, us as human beings just getting in our own heads, and we're the ones that are holding back ourselves. So, I mean, that whole experience, I will always forever cherish, you know, the Amazing Race and what we went through and what we did. That holds near and dear to my heart. And I would love to go back anytime. I'm here for out of town as I hear for part two. We need a redo. But yeah, it just solidifies and confirms for me that we just get in our own ways. So
It's so true. Yeah. The one thing I try so hard now in life, because I didn't even realize I was saying it, but I was saying I can't every time I was doing something. So I joke around that if you watch me on mute, I'm competent. But if you watch me not on mute, then I'm just putting myself down. And I don't know why. I try so hard now in daily life that those words don't come out of my mouth anymore, because yes, you can. It may take a little longer. It may be a little harder for me, but there are things that are harder for other people. And nobody should ever say they can't, because they can, and you will. And Danny and Angie, hopefully you can and will come back.
Yes.
Again.
Well, this is such a fun episode. Thank you, Andrea, for coming on the podcast. And this was fun. If anyone that is watching happens to be in New York for the finale, please make sure you go up to Andrea and say, "Out at Towners."
And say it loud.
Yes. And show some love to our amazing co-host, Brooke Campi.
I can't wait to see you, Brooke.
Yes, I can't wait to see you. And anyone who's going to be in New York City on May 15th, you can go on to the Facebook page. And there because there are you have to get a ticket to the finale. Yep. And so you can get yourself a ticket and you can come hang out with the entirety of this season and many, many other former racers.
Is the whole Oh, nice.
And it's the day after my birthday, so we'll be having a party.
Oh,
it's gonna be
Taurus. Yes, Taurus gang. Yeah. I love me a good Taurus.
That's me.
Well, thank you so much for watching. We'll be back next week. Only 2 episodes left. It's crazy of this season. It seems like it's going by so fast. Well, thank you for watching. This has been your Purple Pants Pit Stop.
Thank you.
Bye. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better listen in public. Might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to unwind. You better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to get your snack. You better hurry right back, though. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.